Chapter 1. What would you rather be? You are as God created you, and so is every living thing you look upon, regardless of the images you see. What you behold as sickness and as pain, as weakness and as suffering and loss, is but temptation to perceive yourself defenseless and in hell. Yield not to this, and you will see all pain in every form wherever it occurs, but disappear as mist before the sun. At the end of 2006, I was married and living in Maine. By the end of 2007, I would be divorced and living in California. 2006 had been the wildest year of my life. Yet I had no idea that 2007 would surpass it. Indeed, I wouldn't have even thought it was possible. I had last seen my beloved Ascended Master Teachers, Garden and Persa, who appeared to me as a man and a woman, in August of 2005. They had visited me 11 times over 20 months in order to give me their share of the material for our second book, Your Immortal Reality, How to Break the Cycle of Birth and Death. I supplied my narration and notes and kept up my end of the conversations the best I could. Toward the end of their final visit, I asked if I'd ever see them again. Their answer took me by surprise. A year from now, think about whether or not the kind of life you're living is really what you want. Do you want to keep being an author? They knew something I didn't. The next year and few months would be very hard. In the middle of a travel and speaking schedule that would severely test anyone, and while attempting to do all the other work an active author does, I became the target of a vendetta, a jealous and organized personal campaign from so-called spiritual teachers who got together in an attempt to destroy my ministry. One of them was a man who I thought was my friend, and for whom I had done numerous favors. It hurt badly, and it was one of the biggest forgiveness lessons of my life. It took me several months to work through the situation. Fortunately for me, the efforts of these few individuals failed, probably because what they were doing was diametrically opposed to everything that the spiritual principles they were supposedly teaching stood for. People don't like hypocrisy. These teachers paid lip service to love and smelled of sour grapes. As for me, I was simply my known imperfect self. I had made myself so available to the public that people felt they knew me. I had never presented myself as being anything but human. Both my personality and my story had remained consistent and uncompromising despite years of vicious scrutiny. There was no evidence to support the hatred being leveled at me, except for opinions. Those opinions would be demonstrated to be an extreme minority. At the end of the day, most of the people were with me, and this would be proven many times in the months and years to come.